Hey there, folks. How we doing? What's up? My name is Matt Pennington. You're back at The Slow Roll. We're doing it different, because doing it the same has been boring, you know? A lot of people try and keep doing things the same way their whole life, and then they're like, why am I not getting different results? You guys remember when Shia LaBeouf said that during the... There's a scene during Eagle Eye, I think it was Eagle Eye, and they're looking over the city of Manhattan, and he goes, the definition of insanity. And it's funny that he said that during Eagle Eye, because the whole time he's trying to save the world, and it's from AI. Oh my God, dude, no wonder, everybody forgets Eagle Eye, dude, it's all about the AI. You guys all gotta tune in to your Eagle Eye mindset. If you're not walking around with your Eagle Eye, I don't know what we're doing, you know? It was the first time, it was like if Alexa actually knew what was going to happen, and you know, there was no wittiness like Grok has to it or anything like that. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty, you know what, maybe that film goes down in history. We all thought that the big technological piece that Shia LaBeouf was in was Transformers. We thought that was the revolutionary new technology we were going to see him be a part of. Do you think that that's what the end of Earth is? Is like AI robots that go from like old cars, you know? It's like, because what if we are the ones that download our consciousness into a computer, and then that computer remembers that your grandpa liked Mustangs, and then you become Bumblebee? Who knows, you know? I don't know. Ask Michael Bay. He shot the bullshit. Michael Bay didn't make Transformers. I have no fucking clue who did. And who cares? And you guys, that's the thing about me on these solo eps. That is my phone recording this. So I'm not gonna fact check the goddamn thing. Not on myself. I also probably won't try and make too many claims. That's another big thing about the solo apps. I don't really think I'm not really going to try and, you know, who knows? Who knows? If you're listening to my claims as fact, whatever. I'm not going to go down the whole rant that every other podcaster does, because it's already been heard. And I know that I just want to say, I don't know anything. I do know this. I had a fun time in New York this weekend. I'm going to be uploading a buddy I did with episode with I'm gonna be uploading a buddy. Yeah. AI has already got me going, dude. I'm gonna upload my friend later. Yeah, I made a new guy. I made a black friend today. Oh, what? How, where did you meet him? No, I made him with code. Oh God, dude, people can't just wait. Dude, I have black friends that let me say it all the time. Did you make them or did you make them? You know? I don't want to make any friends, real or AI. You know what? Fuck everybody. That's how I'm feeling these days. You know? No. I'm obviously. We all need to be a little bit kinder to each other sometimes during these times. I'm just saying that because, like, what am I going to do to change Los Angeles right now? You know? It's fucking crazy what's going on there. I like taco trucks. I think if they're running taco trucks, we probably don't need to do anything. Marines are probably an overreaction. I used to want to be a Marine. If I got sent to LA to shoot a guy making chorizo, I'd be pretty pissed. Be like, I thought I was going to take down the enemy, not my neighbor. But whatever. Just because the neighbor boy won't leave your house doesn't mean you have to hit him too. All right, I'll leave it there. I'm not gonna, not what you guys tuned in for, probably. You know, who am I to say a thing? And I gotta move this water around with one arm because I still, broken collarbone, went to PT yesterday. Yes, that was yesterday. That was the day that I went. And got the word from my doctor, just stay on range of motion for now. It's fine. It's, you know, these things happen. I talked to a real fucking cool guy, Walter. You know who you are, I met you. I was doing Rodney, I did a show at Rodney's. Won the Spotlight O through Comedy Mob. Pretty cool, had a great time. And I was talking to a guy, Walter, super fucking cool guy. I believe, he said he was in the service and he said submarine, so I'm like, all right, Navy, you know what I mean? He's talking to me about lacrosse, he was real fit, and this guy said something that actually really helped me. Really picked me up. He said, I know it probably feels like you're never going to be a complete human again, but the human body has ways, and it's beautiful and amazing, and just keep doing what you can, and you'll get there. And I was like, let's fucking go, man, you know? And is it going to be a little bit of a long ride? Yeah, but we'll be back, don't worry, guys, we'll be doing push-ups again someday. The fucking supercut of me, 330 pounds, is it my obituary? And he died overdosing on Xanax, a drug he swore he would never fall back into. After a while, the anxiety of not being able to move just moved him back into drugs. Finding himself up and down local crack houses, Matthew Pennington. No, that's not going to be the story. That's the thing, you can't, you know, there's a lot of stories that could be written, people. You can't let yourself... No, there's good people in my life, you know, and they remember that when you fucking go down, dude. Shout out that. Can't be drinking too much right now. So, took a nice break from the booze, got a little drunk. So much fun. How fun is it to have a couple beers when you haven't in forever? Woo! Supercut. 30 years from now. Matt Pennington thought he would never be an alcoholic again. Found passed outside of a Las Vegas hotel, once the eye of Aria, now just found outside of the Aria. Matt Pennington came to sprinting as a passer. As an on-goer was taking a video saying, aren't you the guy that did stand-up? Matt actually not passed out, just doing cocaine, staring at the ants. No, yeah, see. And I like to joke about those awful paths that we could go down. Because, you know, that's like, anything could go that fucking wrong, you know? And people just don't like to admit that. Anything could go that wrong. And that's why you gotta be a little blindly happy. If you're not... And... Be aware. Like, I'm not trying to tell anybody to, like, tune the fuck out, but you gotta... Life's too short to, like, fucking slam your head against the wall and worry about, you know, what everybody's screaming at you to do. And I do get worried, and I do scream about it, but I'm feeling okay. Do you guys see how fucking nice out it is, clearly? I'm on a rooftop, god damn it. What do I have? The smallest room in the house. That's what you do, you know? But it's been good. Yeah, I was up in New York. New York's a great city right now. I love just going around there. I love the fact that they got the subway and whatnot. But it's great to come back. I love Baltimore. There's a lot of people. Hell yeah, dude. A couple friends meeting back up. Let's not interrupt it. I love Baltimore, though, man. Sometimes you feel like you maybe didn't do, like, the right, you know, we've all made mistakes. Like, I didn't think that I would be here, but now I am, and fucking I got the sun in my face. Who the fucking complain, you know? I could a lot, for sure, you know? I got a lot to complain about, but sometimes you just want to be happy that you're sitting on a rooftop, you know? And that it's nice. Now then, I know that sounds baked in privilege, but... Trying to not get down on myself about the fact that I can't really move around a lot, do too much. I'm not supposed to be driving right now. I've been driving. I know I shouldn't, you know. And if anybody ever asks over at whatever, any office, I've never drove with my sling. It's definitely not the only time I feel alive and get to play music loud and feel like I'm moving my own body, you know. That's definitely not why I love the driving alone. That's not it at all. It's nice to drive with other people. It's getting drove is nice, but I don't know. I don't really love getting driven. I do like driving. I like sharing driving. I like starting the drive, and then once I'm tired, I like switching over. But I'm not always a fan of getting straight up driven, unless it's a real comfortable car, but that's never the case. And right now, with my right arm, be it all, whatever, it's like I'd almost rather drive so I can control the potholes that I'm hitting, you know? It's like if you're drunk and you have your sober friend and your car's old, you're like, honestly, I don't really trust that you're going to, you have a 2024 Ford Fiesta, you're not going to treat these brakes from 1998 the right way, okay? Are the brakes literally from 98? No, the pads are 5 years old. The pads could be in kindergarten, but... Brake pads in kindergarten. Yeah, I almost ran a red light the other day. What are you doing? Not losing my will to stop cars. You never thought that would happen to you, would you? You fucking brake pad. Oh, you're just a fucking brake pad. Brake pad sounds like a funny way to, like an Irish guy or like a Brit or someone would insult you. Oh, look at his fucking brake pad here. Stopping all the fun, okay. Yeah. Think being a brake pad's a good fucking time, buddy? Okay, bumper to bumper, eh? Tailgating and whatnot, too. No soccer match. They wouldn't call it soccer. That's where the... I was losing the impression, and then I said the wrong word. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Who knows? Who knows, dude? Who knows what's really happening between Trump and Elon? Oh, God, it's beautiful. The world is burning, and we're all here to watch it together on a screen in our own home. We're all watching the same thing, but none of us are together, and we're wondering why we can get so fucked. It's because none of us are in the same room reacting to this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, if all of us are just alone commenting on things, it's so easy to forget that those are people on the other end of the whatever. I go on Threads and I let myself get angry. I can't read Twitter, but Threads is annoying because it's... And if you're a comic that I like, and I'm not talking about your posts, of course, why would I ever... You know? Who would ever talk about someone else's bullshit? I go on there and I just see people that are doing things for engagement. That's what we'll call it. Some people would call it race or rage baiting, but I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? People do it on Twitter. People do it everywhere. Ooh. Caught a whiff of Indian food up here. That was nice. That was unexpected. Might have to get some... lamb vindaloo later? Is that what I'm thinking about? Who knows? Check my Instagram story if you want to see. I'll go on and I see things on Threads and whatnot and Twitter and Instagram, and people are just... If we were together, there's a term that a close person in my life put me onto, third spaces. And they like to be referenced in the third person. I like to talk about myself in the third person because I'm schizophrenic. I hear voices. I draw things on the wall. And everybody thinks they say, damn, that art is not small. No, I just like to break into song when I don't really have a joke. I'll read these threads and the whatever and the Twitter and whatnot. And if we had third spaces to go to hang out in more, there's a place that I need to go in Baltimore. It's called History and Coffee. They have dollar coffee. And you can play chess and read history books and talk to people. And we all need to start doing that more. Like, there's the sports bar, but guys don't even like the sports bar anymore. No, I got my perfect man cave. No, I actually like to have 2-3 TVs going at once. I like to have all my bets up on my laptop. It's just, and if I'm not in my place, you know, I've won 10% of the bets I've ever won placed in my house. So if I don't watch it, in my house, it's fucked. Actually, I think that you're not playing the game or influencing it at all. Probably be more fun if you watched it with people. But I need to be in my zone to watch my gambling. No, you're an addict who likes to get high alone. I get it. If you've never done cocaine to your own playlist with no interruptions, you're fucking up. Do it once, twice. Not every night, you know? Put it away. Put it away at a certain point. Not even because it's not safe anymore. Because it's just fucking annoying. We won't talk about anything. No, everybody has their whatever. We all like to have fun. We all like to have fun, you know? I would never yell at anybody for doing whatever. I'd only yell at somebody for fucking up their own shit. Don't fuck up your own shit with whatever you're doing. Gambling, whatever, watching. And it's fucked up when it's not even like you're fucking up your own life and you're losing. It's when you start not going to things. That's when you need to stop doing what you're doing and be like, wait, what? Or you keep showing up to things and everybody gets mad and then you leave and you end the night alone. If you always start your night with people, but then somehow something happens and you just need to get out of there, man. It's not fucking worth it. Fuck them, man. I don't need it. That's when, yeah. Or like you're like, I need to watch this game alone. It's like, shouldn't you go hang out with a bunch of people? I don't even watch sports. I go do comedy. I have my little fake built-in thing, you know? Not even fake. It's just... That's a thing, too. We all think that everything that we do is so artificial and surface level. It's like, things have meaning. You're allowed to, like... Yeah, I love watching sports with that guy. Like, people are allowed to think that. You know, guys are really bad at this. Guys are the worst. It's Men's Mental Health Month. 453,000 have killed themselves this year. 75% of them are men. So, woo! You know? Go watch the game. The friendship is good. It's meaningful. And then, whatever, you know? Go do the things. And if you don't do certain things, that's fine. If you're not there, that's fine. You're allowed to not be certain places. And you can go have fun and live your own life. And the second that you start thinking, just remember, the second that you start walking in your own direction, you'll feel a little bit more like you got style, like Harry. No, I just wanted to make a bad joke because I realized I was getting a little too influential or whatever, inspirational. No, it's just funny how, like, you do two things for yourself. The more you keep trying to do, like, this will make someone happy, this will make someone happy, this will make someone happy. Once you're like, what do I want to do to make me happy? And not in the go home and do the drugs alone and gamble alone and do all that. Do cocaine with people. That's the PSA of the slow roll today. Do cocaine with your friends, not alone. I'm kidding, too. Also, like, I'm kidding. I don't know. Who knows if I'll bleep that out? Who knows? I got banned off of from messaging on Instagram for 3 days because there was a joke about, there was a page that posted a picture of a utopia for mouses. And it was this James B. Calhoun, not the vice president, not the guy that was vice president once upon a time. And you guys, I can take my arm out of the sling sometimes. You're getting a little fucking Velcro ASMR. It's getting hot, so figured maybe not bring this thing back into the rest of my life, sweating my balls off. I can get up to like there, you know, comfortably. Any more than that, and I start compensating and I'm not actually getting it up, you know? Craps out about there for reference. But it's good to
keep it a little bit loose.
What the damn hell was I gonna talk about? You do two things for yourself and blah 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 blah.
It doesn't matter. Oh.
got banned off of the Mouse Utopia. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You know, sometimes, back in the day, that would have taken me hours to remember. Okay? Nowadays, I do cocaine with my friends. And I don't do it alone, so that when I'm alone, I can remember what I'm thinking about. I don't do cocaine anymore. No one's gonna believe that. That's the best part about this. Look at my fucking shirt. What? You think this guy doesn't do it? Whoo, okay. Yeah. I really don't. This is just my wardrobe. I just bought all of my clothes when I used to do drugs, so now I still look like I do drugs. You know, it's funny. I've been walking around with a sling and a bucket hat on, and people go, "You look like Hunter S. Thompson." And it's like, why? Because I have bad posture? No, it's because I'm on. It's because I'm on ass. No. A wee drop of LSD never hurt nobody. Bad decisions did. That's why Bill Hicks said, "If you want to see if you can fly, start from the ground, asshole." But James B. Calhoun, right? JBC, the motherfucker that did the Mouse Utopias. He did this damn study, and he wanted to see if how mouses would react to mouses. Mice, Matt. That's what they're called. Mice. They would react to being in a utopia of sorts. Gave them all the food. They had them in this, like, pretty much like the size of this little rooftop, like a little 12 by 12, whatever, 10 by 10 feet. I guess that's what this is. Maybe it's 8 by 8. Who knows? This is actually a green screen. I've never been alive. They give them food and whatnot, and then just lo and behold, by the end of the thing, they all kill each other, and it's they start fucking, there's too many kids, and then the alpha dominant male rats, they take all the food and they kill all the weaklings, and then the females are afraid and they rape the females that are left, and it's a whole thing and everybody dies. So I commented, and everybody was like, "That's a really small room." And I was like, "Oh yeah, it's not a utopia at all." So I was just trying to add a little joke in there, and I said, "Give me all the cocaine in the world, doesn't mean I can't, if I can't leave the room, what's the point?" You know? That's what he did to those rats. He gave them everything they wanted and needed, but if you can't go live free, who cares? It doesn't matter. So, Instagram hit me with the hammer, and they told me, fucking shut up. And I wasn't allowed to message people for 3 days. 3 weeks. That would be hilarious. 3 days. And it was fine. I sent an appeal. It's just a joke. They said I was promoting the use, sale, and whatever of cocaine. I'm like, I don't think so. But what do you know? Who knows? I guess I don't know how to do anything. Whatever. Not my forte. Community guidelines. It was nice not being able to message people. I gotta say that it was nice. It was a little freeing. Got to just not fucking worry about. People were sending me messages. I just hit them with the thumbs up. And you guys, I think that's my new move. Fuck replying to anyone. Thumbs up all day, baby. Fuck that. I don't want to actually message you or do anything like that. You know? Yep. I like that idea. That's a good idea. Is it a good idea? I don't know. It's probably a bad idea to stop messaging people back. Actually, I didn't. I've stopped messaging people back, and I think my life's kind of going better. So that's a funny moment when you're like, hey, wait, so should I just not do things? And everybody's kind of like, yeah, it's a little bit of a life hack. No, you just got to keep taking those steps forward by yourself. And remember to only do cocaine with your friends. Good to see how much time we're at here. Cool. We're flowing. We're about where I thought we were. Funny part is, You don't know what that actually is, because I might cut something. Will I? Probably not. But, and I, well, every, there's been a lot of times that I've lost my phone, and it's been great. I would lose my phone for a week or two in college. The best. You just call, you just get, use your roommate's phone to get to one friend's house. You get to one friend's house, and then you just, they continue to make all the plans, and then you just get to live presently the whole time. It's incredible. There needs to be a national no phones day. It'll just be really hard. Because how are we going to tell everybody about it? What, fucking smoke signal? Don't use your phones. I don't know how we're going to fucking get anybody to get on board with this. Where'd my water go? Yeah. You guys, I started streaming on Twitch. Splitgate 2, such a fun game. I like video games. You know, I think they're fun. They're stupid. That's why they're great. Don't fight dumb, good things. You know? What's that? Who's that? Thought it was my roommate. I was about to yell at him. Say, learn how to park, goddammit. No, it's good. It's good. It's a good day. You guys, in your life, what are some times that you've lost your phone and felt that it freed up your life to just be more of yourself? Comment below. I need engagement. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking for. No, I actually, I started streaming on Twitch. You guys, this is a promise I intend to keep. All right, you motherfuckers. I actually intend to really go for it. No big announcement either. I'm just gonna start doing it more, you know? I've been doing the stand up here in, you know, the physical world, but now I'm gonna start trying to bring things to you all more. I think it's gonna be a good thing moving forward. I think we're all gonna have a good time with it. I'm gonna try and do more stuff like this, especially just free, loose. I think one of the big things that we get caught up on now is trying to overproduce our stuff. We're like, oh, a couple of these people on the top have it done so well, and it's, oh, I'll never be able to do such a thing. And it's like, you really can. You totally can, and it's not that hard. So you just got to do stuff sometimes, you know? We don't always want to, but I actually find this a good bit fun. You know, I get to sit out here with the birds a-chirping. Right now, I'm taking a break from all the combustibles, most of them. But it'll be so nice once we're back from this puppy, we're hanging out, we're smoking up here, we got a couple of the guys. Can somebody explain to me why you're not allowed to smoke on the internet? Why that's a big thing? Is anybody offended by cigarettes? Oh, it's influential. Yeah, so's fucking breathing. I don't know. I see people not killing themselves, and then I don't kill myself. That's a fucking influential thing that happens every day. But smoking's fucking bad? Okay, cool, whatever. And I mean, I'll say this till I turn it into an actually funny bit on stage and fart it out into the ether on something. I just can't believe we turned in cable TV for whatever the fuck community guidelines are. Fuck community guidelines, not the podcast. That's a funny podcast, okay? I'm saying fuck all of this, like, I made a joke about cocaine. Yeah, if I was at NBC writing a 2.5 Men show and they were like, hey, don't joke about cocaine. That's why we fired Charlie Sheen, his drugs. Then maybe I would be like, yeah, duh, let's not. But you know where I am? Instagram. You know what I am on? A history page with captions written by ChatGPT. I think that at least I'm writing my own caption. At least I'm writing my own comment. You listen to Joe Rogan, he says that 80% of the interactions you have are with bots. It's like, no, I think that you're just... They're just falling into rage bait, race bait, Twitter. And it's such a funny thing to say... for Elon to say 80% of the interactions are bots, so your thing's worthless? Yeah, it is, I guess, you know? But, like, why? I mean, it's going to get to that. It's going to get to what he... So since they're all bots, what we're actually going to have to do is just, you know, you just type your social security number in here. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. This is so that you don't get in an argument with a bot. No, but if my social security was just tagged to my Instagram account and I made a joke about cocaine and, like, what if my social credit score... And it's not going to be the liberals that do it. That's what they were all afraid of. That's the funniest part, too, man. Everybody was like, the liberals are going to take away your free speech. And it's like, no, I'm going to make a fucking abortion joke, and then I'm going to get kicked off Truth Social for being a liar. You're a liar. Who knows? Who knows? I don't really know what's going to happen. I would be absolutely lying if I said such a thing. But it's weird, and I know that it's like not, everybody was like worried about, oh, the left did it during COVID, man. Yeah, you know, you couldn't fucking say what you wanted to. Yeah, have you guys ever broken the law? I don't know. You got to speak up against the law when the law's bad. It sounds like someone that's ever broken the law. Teacher, I think we got a problem over here. People need to stop asking for adults. Fucking children. Do something on your own. I don't know. It just doesn't... I was just self-made. Yeah, there was none of this bullshit. And now you still rely on the... Now you rely on the bullshit that was created by people that are all self-made. Whatever. I was, You gotta understand, though. I was a self-made Instagram star back in 2025. No, you were pressed by the algorithm, and you actually took advantage of the times and commented on things at the times that you didn't actually make. You just had an opinion and spun it like, woo-hoo! Yeah, that's what fucking everyone's ever done for the whole entire thing of history. Maybe it wasn't talking, but it was like, oh, there's blacksmiths? All right, I'm gonna sell swords. Yeah, boom. I don't make the swords, but I find a bunch of guys to make swords, and then I hired a couple people. And then, if people don't make swords, they get killed by the people I hired. By the swords that they made! How fucked up is that? You know? You fucking... You get everybody on social media, the second they try and fuck around and be social, it's go, you're not allowed to be social. But I was trying to be! In the wrong way. Yeah. And I don't, like, think that it's... I know that it's not a big whatever point of life or contention in my life that I was unable to message on Instagram for a couple days. It is just hilarious that it's going to be the birth of us continuing to say things like unalive and blah, 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 and da-da-da-da-da, segs and all that good stuff. And I'm not revolutionary in speaking on such a topic. But it is an annoying thing. And it makes, you know, it makes it not make sense for why we want to do this, all the public stuff, you know? That's why you're going to be able to go find me over at Patreon. We're going to be uploading stuff soon. I started a Patreon right away because some of you will join it. And that'll be nice. And I will appreciate all of you for doing that. You guys, my Patreon, when I get it up and rolling, there's going to be a bunch of $1 tiers for the first, you know, 500, 1,000 people that join. I don't care. I don't care how many I give out. I might even just give out $1 tiers for the first year and everybody that signs up, and then I'll turn it off one day and I'll let you guys keep it, you know. If you know anything about podcasts, I'm being influenced by Matt and Shane's Secret Pod. That's what they... And I just think, dude, I don't care. If you're giving me a dollar, then I'll give you the fucking... A dollar gets you in the club. Whatever. I don't care. I don't want a lot of your money. I just want, you know, just a little commitment to be like, hey, no, I'm here to listen to that. And then we'll go on deeper dives. We'll do dumb shit. Whatever. Patreon will probably be a little more fun and loose. There will be exclusive bonus content. For sure. You know? We're gonna have fun. Fucking hilarious how and I'll go right back to watching TV fight with the internet is always so funny, you know? They're like, oh, you must like those comics that have exclusive bonus content on their Patreon. And it's like, yeah, man, they're the ones that didn't get picked by the TV show. You know, they're actually, a lot of those guys were, like, gave you pointers as a comedian. Ah, but nobody likes to think about that. Nobody likes to talk about the people that helped them when they were young. Will I? No, fuck you. I did it myself, goddammit. I've never been alive until this moment. That's what some people act like, and it's really funny. It's like they were just blessed with everything that happened to them. Like there wasn't a million things that happened on the in-between and the working and whatnot. Dude, when something happens and you think maybe like someone in your life had something to do with it, probably they did a little bit. Does that mean like it's the good, bad, and the ugly, and you gotta go and rough everybody up as the cowboy with no name? No. Just know it. Just accept it. Live with it. It's all a part of the slow roll. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Another episode will be up later this week with my buddy John. It'll be a fun time. It'll be a fun one. And I really appreciate you guys. The sun's about to go down over the thing. So it's time. It's time to close up shop for today. Okay? I appreciate you guys. Follow me on all the socials and stuff. I'll post more about this. I'll post links to everything. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a great night. Bye.
All right. You got this, yeah?
You're gonna die.
Fuck him.
My lie.
Oh! Oh!